The time now is 8:32. This is FM 95.7, KQWC Webster City, and also on our webpage at kqradio.com. Good morning and welcome to our Community Corner. Well, things are trying to get back to some normalcy as of late, and one of the organizations that's done a world of good through all these years is 4-H, and Hamilton County's 4-H program is certainly something we can be proud of, and for the next few minutes, we're going to learn about what's happening with the 4-H. We have Brenda Baumhofer, who is the Youth and Youth Coordinator for Hamilton County ISU Extension. Brenda, good morning and welcome to KQWC.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Well, not too bad. Good to see you.
Yeah, long time no see, really.
I know, after all this COVID situation that's going on, but we're happy to see some sense of normalcy coming back with the 4-H here in our county.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything kind of came to a harsh stop, but really, 4-H kept going, just in different ways. So clubs met online, through Zoom. I feel like everybody is Zoom experts now. And clubs still were able to find needs in their community and make a difference, regardless of, you know, what type of limitations, and just to keep everybody safe.
Yeah. The reason why we have you in today is talking all about 4-H Week, which is coming up early October.
Yeah, correct. National 4-H Week is coming up in October. It starts October 3rd through the 9th. And so we are actually doing something a little bit different this year, and we are having our annual 4-H-orama to kick off our National 4-H Week. So that is going to be on Sunday, October 3rd, at the Van Deese Building at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds. And we're going to have some fun bingo games and prizes, but also reward our 4-H members with their record book awards, because even though we didn't have a lot of consistency, the kids still did their record books this year. So we'll award those who kept record of all of their things that they did over 2021 and 2020. And then we're also going to have walking tacos. So anybody that is interested in attending the 4-H-orama on October 3rd, come on by. It's for 4-H members, 4-H alumni, and prospective 4-H members, too.
Also, some other special themes going on that week, right?
Yes. So on Wednesday is Wear Green Wednesday. We encourage all 4-H members, alumni, leaders, volunteers to wear their 4-H green to work or to school, and be proud of that clover. Yeah. So, and then we are also going to be doing a couple of social media things. So if you guys follow our Facebook or Instagram accounts, that is Hamco 4-H, follow those accounts, and we'll be encouraging people to post, you know, pictures of when they were in 4-H and share their 4-H story.
Brenda, now this has been a great program for kids throughout all the years. You've been involved in it for how many years now?
Oh, I mean, since I was in fifth grade. I was in 4-H myself for 8 years, and then I was in collegiate 4-H at Iowa State. And then I just stayed in 4-H, and I guess I've been here I did internships here in Hamilton County back when I was in college. So, yeah. So I've been here probably going on 4 years in Hamilton County as a full-time employee.
How have we seen this program grow through the years? What do you think about it?
Yeah, 4-H is, I mean, it's different than when I was in 4-H. We, my job is kind of 50-50, so 50% working with community clubs, but the other 50%, I go into schools and I do school enrichment activities. So I'm planning on doing some leadership programming at Northeast Hamilton and Stratford, and doing some gardening, possibly some hydroponics. Who knows what types of programs that we're able to bring from Iowa State University out to the community. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. From gardening to learning about other techniques and so forth.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I read a story this morning about how to keep that canning operation in your own home, learning how to can corn and other vegetables this time of year.
Oh, yeah. That's a big thing that a lot of people call and have questions about. And we have a bunch of different services at Extension, different hotlines that you are able to call. And on the other end are experts about those areas. So there's Iowa Concern. So if you have any sort of problem, we have Iowa Concern Hotline. We have Answer Line. They can answer any of those canning questions for you. But they are the true, real experts.
Getting back to 4-H now, this has been an organization that's been around for well over a century.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think the 100th celebration was like in 2009, I believe. So 4-H has been going for a long time, and actually not a lot of people know, but it's the largest youth organization in the world. There's 4-H clubs in, I saw some in Jamaica, but they're all over the world, and it looks a little bit different, but I would say my personal opinion is Iowa does it best. They are probably the strongest 4-H organization in the country and in the world. So, yeah, we are. We have a lot of youth involved. We have about 200 youth involved in 4-H in Hamilton County. So the 4-H is 4th through 12th grade. So, and then we have about 100 youth involved in Clover Kids, which is kindergarten through 3rd grade. So about 300 youth total, which for Hamilton County, I think that's fantastic.
You have to put you on the spot there, Brandon.
Yeah.
How many around the state belong to 4-H?
Oh, I want to say close to like 90,000. Includes adult volunteers as well, which we're always looking for adult volunteers. So if anybody is interested in volunteering in 4-H, there's all sorts of different time commitments. I mean, judging record books to being a 4-H leader.
Brenda, one of the biggest myths about 4-H is that they think that this is just for country kids, those that live on the farm. It's not.
Oh, yeah. I would say that about Hamilton County is pretty equal as 4-H is half livestock, and we have a really strong livestock program and volunteers who dedicate a lot of their time to the livestock programs, but that's not even like half of it. A lot of 4-H members and clubs, they do community service projects. They focus on maybe a different project area like sewing or canning or doing community service projects on their own. We have, I mean, if you look in the non-livestock building, the Van Deese building at the Hamilton County Fair, you can see just a little taste of what they're doing throughout the entire year, working to make the best better in Hamilton County.
Which is the motto of 4-H, make the best better.
Yeah, yeah. 4-H's motto is to make the best better, and I believe that's what 4-H does.
And they do a darn good job at it.
Yeah, I would I would agree.
You have some more information about 4-H, don't you?
Yes, so 4-H enrollment is now open. So enrollment opens on September 15th every year. So I told you that. I told you that we had 200 members, but we only have about like 30 enrolled right now because it just opened up last week. And then, so 4-H is for 4th through 12th grade members, and we have 8 different clubs in Hamilton County that they can choose from. They can choose a club that is in their community, or they can choose a club where they have friends, or any club that is a good fit. And then we also have Clover Kids, which are for kindergarten through third grade members. And we just released the enrollment for that yesterday because I knew that I was going to be on the radio and I wanted to tell people. But we're doing it a little bit differently this year. Clover Kids meetings are going to be family meetings. So we're encouraging older siblings and parents to also come to Clover Kid meetings. And we'll have two different meetings instead of operating after school like we did in years past. And we'll have two Clover Kids meetings, one in Stanhope at the community center, and then one at the Ed Prince building at the fairgrounds once a month. So, and they can pick either one to attend, but they'll have STEM activities, games, and also putting in a little bit of that giving back to the community and community service learning as well.
So that kind of explains about how to be involved with 4-H, just attend these meetings, and just contact the ISU Extension and Outreach Office here in Webster City at 832-9597, where you'll probably hear the friendly voice of Brenda Bachhoven on the line talking more about that.
Yes.
Excuse me.
That's all right. yeah, and so if you want to just give us a call, like Pat said, our number is 515-832-9597, or you can visit our website at iastate.edu/extension/Hamilton. And we have stuff on our homepage about joining 4-H and what are the first steps, the list of different meetings and when they meet and so on. We have all sorts of information up on there.
All right. So just go to the website or simply call the
Or simply call me. That might be the easiest way.
Brenda, yeah. 832-9597.
Yes, correct.
Anything else for the good of the cause here this morning?
Just a reminder for everybody to attend 4-H-rama, and if there are any adults that want to be involved in the 4-H program or want to teach a workshop about something they're passionate about, I'm always looking for adults to help with our 4-H group, because in our mission, we are actually trying to foster positive youth and adult partnerships, we need adults in Hamilton County, I will say. So
I know you filled in some big shoes for one person that was heavily involved with 4-H here in Hamilton County for so many years, mm-hmm. and you know who I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, yes, and it's big shoes to fill, and 4-H is always changing pretty mm-hmm. much to keep up with the times, and big shoes to fill for sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Britta, thanks for joining us this morning, and I know we'll be keeping in touch from time to time about getting some more information about 4-H and what they're doing.
Yeah, here, yeah.
And Extension as a whole.
Yeah, and for sure, check out our Facebook page or our Instagram page. We keep a lot of updates and pictures about what we're doing. I try to keep it pretty consistent on there, too. So, mm-hmm. And you're pretty good to share it on the KQWC webpage, too.
Absolutely, absolutely, Brenna.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Pat.
Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great day. Brenda Baumhofer from the ISU Extension Office here in Webster City.